Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Peter, the second chapter. We began some weeks ago talking about the offerings of the Lord. Well, let's read his words again here in 1 Peter 2, 5. He said, "You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." The Amplified says, "Come, and like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house for a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood to offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Have we been made unto our God kings and priests?" Does the Bible teach that? That we are right now, and we shall be forever. Well, in order to know what it is we're to do as priests, you'd have to go to the Word to find out what a priest is and what the priests do. And we have a lot of scripture in Leviticus and in the Old Testament when God established his first covenant with his people and the worship of the tabernacle and the worship of the temple. And you'll find that a whole lot of what the priests did was bring offerings and offer sacrifices. A whole lot of what they did involved the sacrifices, the offerings of the Lord. Well, today as priests, what do we do? We're to offer up, he said, spiritual sacrifices. Now, don't take that and say, well, you know, that just means, people so many times think, well, that means nothing to do with the natural. Oh, no. The spiritual is manifested in the natural. And see, you can do something. Today, we could come in here and we could offer up our offering of praise. Right? And worship. And it could be either spiritual or just carnal. Right? I mean, you could be making sounds, you could be playing and singing and doing things, but depending on where your heart is and whether you do it in faith or whether you do it in love, it would be either just carnal, just fleshly, or it could be a spiritual sacrifice or offering. Well, the same thing with our giving. The same thing with the Bible tells us our whole life is to be an offering to the Lord, right? That we're to offer up our bodies, living sacrifices. Our whole self, living. Well, it's to be a spiritual sacrifice. And if it's to be acceptable and pleasing to God, it would have to not just be something done only in the flesh, but from the Spirit. Right? And with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Here the Bible also said, let me read this to you. You don't have to turn there. But in the book of 1 Chronicles, he says, "Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship him. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor." Are we to bring offerings? We're talking about the offerings of the Lord. Are we as priests unto the Lord to bring offerings unto him today? Yes, we are. Now go with me, if you would, over to the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs, the third chapter, this is a great principle in the Word. Every time I get to thinking about it, it moves me deep inside. This is one of the things, there's not too many times you'll see me tear up, but you'll see it on this kind of thing. This thing moves me deep inside, and the further we get into it, you'll begin to see why if your heart's open to it. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Look at verse 9. Honor the Lord. Everybody say, honor the Lord.
Honor the Lord.
Say it again. Honor the Lord. One more time.
Honor
the Lord. But he doesn't just stop right there. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now that's not the end. And my Bible's got a colon there, I guess. What is it going to say? So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out, or as we say in Arkansas and southern Missouri, bust out. Bust it out with new wine. How many like the sound of this? The Amplified says, honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors, and with the first fruits of all your income. The NIV says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. How many know in order to honor the Lord with your wealth, you'd have to have some wealth? So this being poor doctrine, don't agree with this, right? As with so many portions of Scripture. How can you honor God with your wealth and you have no wealth? Now you might say, well, Brother Keith, that makes me feel bad though, because I'm poor and I don't have any wealth. Yeah, I was there too. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you're doing with what you have. And you can receive this truth inside yourself and rejoice over it when you have nothing. And believe that God's not going to leave you at having nothing. But He's going to bring you up to the place where you can honor Him, not just with the words of your mouth, but also with your substance. Oh, are y'all with me today now? Glory to God. Honor the Lord with your substance, or He said, with your capital, with your sufficiency, with your wealth. Honor the Lord with your wealth. I think I could just pace back and forth up here and say that for the rest of the time. And it would, if we got that one thing, it'd change our life. Honor the Lord with your substance. Now, people try to twist scriptures and they try to make them fit what they believe, but you got to interpret the Bible in the light of other portions of Bible. All of the answers to Bible questions are in the Bible. Right? Don't look anywhere else. Well, what does substance mean in the Bible? I looked it up. I went through and looked at a bunch of them. One of them that stood out to me was over in Job. Now, you don't have to turn there. But in Job, the first chapter and the third verse, it said Job's substance. Job's substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen, that'd be 1,000, and 500 she asses in a very great household. This man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest in what? He specifies. When he says substance, what's he talking about? Well, they didn't have paper currency. They didn't have dollar bills. They had stuff. Right? You wanted to buy something. You didn't show up with paper. You didn't write a check. You showed up with some cows or sheep or goats or gold. Right? Or silver. And this is just one instance. I'm not going to take the time to go through all of them. But place after place after place, when he says substance, that's what he's talking about. Stuff. Wealth. Are we today in this new covenant to honor God with our substance? Can we honor God with our substance? Yes, we can. We're supposed to. But we live in a generation where so many people know hardly anything about honor. We've lost some things the last several years. We are still hurting as a nation, this nation. We're still hurting today from the rebellion of the 60s. Did you hear me? Actually, it really gained momentum in the 50s. And the 60s was the fruit of that. And in the 70s too. And now we've got multiple generations that have grown up knowing nothing about honor, and they've taught their children nothing about honor. And you got children, and you got teenagers, and you got adults who think nothing of getting in an elder's face and back talking. They think nothing of saying and doing stupid things in church and showing no respect for God, no respect for people. They don't respect their teachers or their coaches or their principals. They don't respect the local civil authorities. They'll say anything in the world about their president. Let me take you to something. In the book of Acts, would you turn over there, please? If the Lord allows us at some point, this is Acts 23. I may go into this and just teach this in detail. How many think that'd be good to talk, just talk about the honor of God and just honor as a subject for a while? Because how many understand what I'm saying? We live in a generation that doesn't understand honor. And you will not understand God till you understand this. God is called the God of glory. Right? We talked about glory. Well, you know, we talked about this. The same word sometime that's translated glory is translated honor. And when you see, you know, for instance, God and what people call the Shekinah glory, what people call the visible glory of God, the bright shining light, the brilliance that we saw in many places in the Bible. What is that? That is a tangible, visible manifestation of His honor. That is His integrity from His insides manifesting outwardly. He is so true. He is so honest. He is so pure. He is so faithful. He is so great that His greatness and integrity and truth shines. You can see it. It's not just light. The reason there's light is because there's such honor and truth in Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Honor Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102F. That's R1102F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.